Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
So my name is Justin Wright. I'm the CEO of Habitus Incorporated. And we work with businesses that are and organizations that are creating change around social justice and environmental sustainability to be more effective in what they do. We do that by teaching negotiation, helping them run good meetings, mediating conflicts, and coaching.
Perfect, Justin. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is the ways in which businesses are all so different and yet all the same. So We get to hear so much from businesses. We're kind of inside their conflicts and thinking about how they negotiate. And I get to learn so much about the different contexts of all these different businesses. And yet these patterns emerge that whether you're doing pharmaceutical work in Europe or you're doing social justice work in the US or you're doing, you know, cooperative agriculture in Mexico, you're having the same interpersonal problems just with like a different layer of context on top. And the more we can recognize that, the better we get at doing what we do.
100% agree. I tell people that when I'm working with clients myself, 90% of them do the exact same thing wrong every single time. Yeah, and I just know, yeah. I'm like, okay, I know you're going to do, if I tell you this, you're going to do this and I need to say this, you know, it's just that part there. Right. So question number three, what I'm hearing from other people that basically using testimonials of their marketing has really helped conversions. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
So my experience with this has been that in the live delivery content, when we're teaching courses, doing coaching, we really have to demonstrate the value before people are willing to invest in our work. And as we're starting to now scale into more online courses and content like that, books, et cetera, the testimonials have become much more important. So it's kind of like this interesting, like I have a much more sales approach than marketing in some sense when it comes to training, coaching, facilitation. And we're really working on developing that marketing content now. And so it would be interesting to hear all of the interesting things people are telling you, because that's a world we're just starting to dip into which I am no expert right now.
Well, we'll talk about that afterwards there, because this is all about you, believe it or not. So question number four, what advice you want to share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
So the thing that's been most helpful to me in doing B2B work, which I would advise others, so I guess the advice I would give others, is to see your relationships in the B2B space as a collaborative negotiation fundamentally. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I first entered, I would sometimes see like, you make a sale at the beginning and that's like the pitching part. And then you do the work and then you have to sort of like renegotiate. And I've shifted to thinking about the whole conversation from beginning to end, from you meet someone on an airplane or you're having a conversation at a conference or they're in a client from another project, whatever it is, every single conversation is part of a single collaborative negotiation that you're having with them. So what does that mean in practice, right? It means that my key work fundamentally, first and foremost, is to figure out what are the positive future-focused needs that that person has. What's going on? What's driving their need? And then can I put the core needs I have and hold those up together and ask the question of both of us, is there a way to get you what you need in a way that gets me what I need? In essence, is there a good fit here, right? With that question then on the table, you can start to explore creating value, right? And so how do you create value in a collaborative negotiation? There's three ways our interests interrelate. So if you and I are having a conversation, there's going to be things that both of us want that are the same, right? We want the project to run well and be on time. We want it to be efficient. We want to be able to have accurate forecasts, whatever those things are.
Right.
There are going to be things we want that are different and don't compete, right? It turns out actually, to me, the form of payment and the timing really matters and you're indifferent, right? Or to you, getting really good publicity and marketing from this project matters. And to me, I'm indifferent. And then the last is places where we directly compete. The classic here is price, of course, right? Like I want one price, you want another. So the question then becomes, how do you create value by maximizing the places where you have shared interests? So things we both want, can we make that happen more and better? And how do we create trades on places where we have difference? If you're thinking collaboratively, you'll start to look for these opportunities as you're working with other businesses to say, oh, interesting, we both want this. I wonder if there's a way we could maximize this. Oh, you want that, I don't care. Maybe we could create a trade here. And what that does is it creates a dynamic in which you're creating value together, which builds relationship, makes it easier to work together, but also makes it so then when you get to that point where you have to distribute it along a line, okay, what's the price point going to be? It's actually an easier conversation for both of you because you've created so much value that for me, if the price ends up a little lower, if I'm offering the service, or for you, if it ends up a little higher, actually it ends up being marginally less of a big deal,
right?
Because the pot of value created is so great. And that I think leads to the last piece that I, if I have time, I'll give one more.
You got about 55 more seconds before we go to question
perfect.
Five.
Perfect. Okay. So the last piece then is it sets you up to be able to have this conversation where once the needs, the interests are on the table, you can intelligently offer opportunities for people to meet your needs without just giving in. So someone says, hey, I'd really like to work with you, but you have to bring the price down. You're able to say, I'm happy to do that if one of my other interests is met. Right. And right. So you set them up as a shared problem solver instead of putting yourselves in opposition where you're just tug of war.
I love that. I love how you explained that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Okay. I have four that I would like to propose. And I wrote them down so I wouldn't forget Perfect. Any of them because I care about all these people and I wanted all of them to be in here. One is Amy Koval from Metis Consulting. They do really awesome work in tech and advising. Tiffany Jana, who does work around diversity, equity, and inclusion at TMI Consulting, and also Weave the Culture Map is her new startup. Pete Dignan from EverBetter, who does self-management work. And Moshe Cohen from Negotiating Table, who's a peer of mine in the negotiation world and has just written an awesome book called Collywobbles. So those would be the people I would start with.
Perfect. I'll look them up when we're done here. Number six, final fun question. There we go. Justin, tell me about your first sale.
You know, it's really funny getting into this industry. I had a hard time getting people to hire me just as an employee. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going out and just hustling my own clients before I really had a job. One of those I remember was we had a bunch of students at Tufts University who were doing divestment, fossil fuel divestment, and negotiating with their administration. And I organized a training for them on negotiation skills. And I got a co-trainer and we got a space. And so it wasn't exactly a client. It was just, we were doing it to learn. But again, it was through those small steps. We built the credentials to do other things. But I think that was one of my most memorable early sales.
Perfect. I love that story there. So hey, Justin, you've got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise or when to end early, we can end early. Go.
I would say the one thing I'd be interested in is what is the best piece of advice you have heard on these podcasts about business to business that I shouldn't miss out on?
No, treat your business like a cup of coffee. Coffee requires four things: water, cup, heat, beans. You have those four things, you can make a cup of coffee. Might not be a great cup of coffee, but it will be coffee. Mm-hmm. Now that you have those fundamentals down, now focus on the cream and sugar. Because so many people are like, I need to make sure it is the perfect pumpkin spice latte with the whipped cream and everything on it. Let's get you that coffee first. Then let's focus on the pumpkin spice.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You do have 50 seconds left. Would you like to do some promo time for your business, or we can end early and that's okay too?
Yeah. If people are interested in the negotiation content or running good meetings, please look us up at habitusincorporated.com. And I hope any of what I shared is useful, but I would rather give people the rest of their time back.
Perfect. You pulled it off. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Website, say it.
Habitusincorporated.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Justin, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to
you. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
You're welcome. It. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you also go to onfireignites.com. We have a guide for 10 ways how to use testimonials that you probably haven't heard of before. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.